The rapid growth in technology will affect the human psyche.
I think the growth in technology is an incredible thing. I also think it's a physical thing. In terms of affecting the human psyche, I think The growth in technology affects how we live our physical lives, although I believe our psyche is our psyche, period. We're all kind of on this earth to accomplish things for ourselves, and regardless of what the technology of the time is, we're still going to accomplish those things.
After Equipoise, you released Road Songs, which is a sort of compilation CD of old happy material with some re-recorded in an acoustic format. Why?
I released Road Songs because it was an artistic way of making a very smart marketing move. That's a really kind of nice way of putting it. I realized that it would be a good idea to make a certain kind of album that was very easy to listen to, because some of my music can be extremely challenging to the listener and for radio formats, which is very important. So I felt the need to release an album that showed a body of work that was on the easier side of listening, so that people could hear cuts from all of my past albums, so they could get to know who I was as an artist, and also make it easily accessible to the listener and to radio.
There's also one new track, Summer.
I'm very fond of Summer, only because I think, for me, it captures how having a crush on somebody feels. And I don't want to say love, because I think love encompasses a lot of things. Love can be you know, how you feel after you've been with somebody for 20 years, you know, what you feel is an intense love. There's a bond there. But there's something a little different about initial love, about really yearning for somebody that you're not with yet. And I called it summer, I guess, because it brings memories of certain summers of my life where the air is really sweet and it's warm and you can be outside at night and not be cold, you know, not need a coat. So that's why I called that summer, and I think it's a really kind of special song for me anyway. I think it's basically a fluke that I recorded Ashes to Ashes. There was a time in my life when I insisted that I would never record a cover tune or do cover versions live. I think basically that came from me being so prolific. I never really felt a need to cover anybody else's material. But I was just playing around one day and I was listening to Ashes to Ashes, and I thought that'd be a really good song to do. One, because I was very influenced by David Bowie, and two, because the song musically pulls me. Obviously, the lyrics were a little psychedelic. It's not anything, in other words, that I could personally relate to. But musically, I was so drawn to this that I just thought it was beautiful, and I really wanted to do my take on it.
Do you remember a guy that's been in such an early soul? From ground control. Oh no, don't say it's true. They got a message from the action man. I'm a happy, I hope you're happy too. I've loved all I needed to love. Sordid details following. The shaking and everything's killing me. Just pictures of Jeff Goes and synthesis. And I ain't got no money and I ain't got no hair. Yes, I'm hoping to kick, but the planet is glowing. Ashes to ashes, funk to funky. We know Major Tom's a junkie. He's strung out in heaven's high, hitting and knowing. I'll follow Wendy. Oh no, not again. I'm stuck with a valuable friend. I'm happy, I hope you're happy too. One flash of light, but no smoking pistol. I've never done good things, I've never done bad things, I've never did anything out of the blue. Oh, 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 and want an axe to break the ice. I wanna come down right now. Ashes to ashes, funk to funky. We know Major Tom's a junkie. He's strung out in heaven's high. Ashes to ashes, funk to buggy. We know Major Tom's a junkie. He's strung out in heaven's high. It ain't no
David Bowie's Ashes to Ashes, as you've never heard it before. You're tuned to 106.2 WCR with me, Phil James, and we're playing the music of Happy Rhodes and talking to her. You've got an established international fanzine. Now, how did that come about, and how can people get in touch?
The fanzine came about by this woman wrote to me, and she was a fan, and she asked me in her letter if I had a fanzine. And she said, if not, I would like to start one for you. So I got in touch with her, and I got along with her great, and so we just decided to go for it, and she started it, and it's been doing really, really well. If you're interested in subscribing to the fanzine, you need to write to Rhodewayes, that's Rhodewayes, Post Office Box 1953, Kingston, Kingston, New York, 12401.
This old dear heart pushes the blood through my veins, beating my veil of energy. And this collective heart is rushing back to my hands. From every leg comes energy. Listen to me, well, cause I put it up. I have some thoughts to sell, based on love, based on decency. I'm coming from a source I can't begin to trace. Not that reaching out is something physical. I got to look about for everything, and all there ever was, my community's always here to comfort me. This collective heart pushes the blood through my veins, beating my brain of energy. And this collective heart is rushing back to my space.
Your own independent company in the US. Do you plan to continue along that track, or would you like to sign up with a major company?
I don't really have any distribution in the UK right now, but as with all things, there's possibilities. I think that's definitely going to happen in the near future. In the meantime, there is direct mail order. If people need to get my stuff, they can buy writing to Oral Gratification at Post Office Box 380, Bearsville, New York, 12409. And just request a catalog and it'll be sent off to you immediately. Put it out. I have some thoughts to sell. told me was more me coming to terms with the fact that I needed support. I really needed a shoulder to lean on, because what has happened through the years is that I've become very sort of emotionally independent. And I really have always believed that I had all the self-confidence in the world to keep me going, and I was strong and this and that. But I really came to realize that I really need a break from that once in a while. It's really, really nice just to be able to reach out and say, right now, I want to be weak. I really need to rest. Can you please be strong for me?
With all the confidence I have.
Yeah.